It was like grinding in the daylight at 3 p.m. with like Capri Suns.
Who's excited to go to Four Seasons Orlando?
He's like, can I get your number? And so I gave him my number. They couldn't get to the middle because the middle was like...
The circle of life.
The circle of life.
Wait, I have a question. When is the first day of summer?
Probably in June.
Because I feel like
I have to guess.
Everyone's just buzzing about summertime. I'm like, hold up.
It's because it's Memorial Day weekend upon us.
How did that even happen? Okay, the first day of summer is Thursday, June 20th.
Okay.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday.
Aww.
That would be the first day of summer.
Because your mom is sunshine.
She is.
Wow.
Jeannie.
June 20th. So you're telling me Memorial Day isn't even the first day of summer.
No.
But people treat it like it is.
Correct. It's like the kickoff to summer weekend. Like that's when summer Fridays start.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God.
I don't think I have that.
You should ask at your new job.
We definitely don't. But also, like, I feel like in tech, the world is your oyster.
And in sales.
You like, just you work kind all of the
create,
time.
Well, you also, like, kind of create your own schedule. Like, schedule your own meetings and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, operate on a 40-hour work week.
Right.
I just, like, work. Remember when they were doing all that stuff, like, testing a 3-day work week and a 4-day work week? Wasn't that... Do you guys remember reading that in the news?
Yes. I think it was some companies.
I'm just... Where did we land with said 3 or 4-day work week?
What would that
Working
mean?
Working for 5 days, baby.
You work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you're off Thursday through Sunday.
Right, but that would... So you would do... You'd have longer hours those days?
I guess, presumably, maybe longer hours.
Okay. So you'd like get the same amount of work done theoretically, but
in a shorter amount of time.
But
oh my god, wait, Iceland as a country.
They do it? Of course.
Does it?
Of course.
Ever since the Northern Lights were in my town when I wasn't there, it's made me want to go see the Northern Lights in Iceland even more.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
When you sent that, I started screaming at my family. I was like, everybody get outside right now.
Right, because they said it was all across the Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see any.
The weirdest part, though, was it only showed up if you took a picture with your phone.
Really?
It wasn't visible to the naked eye. But if you unedited, like no specific camera setting, took a photo on your phone, the Northern Lights were there.
That's insane. I mean, because the pictures you sent us were crazy.
It was insane.
Magic.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Well, maybe they'll be back.
Maybe.
And we'll see them again. Maybe not in New York, where we have heavy light pollution.
I mean, we have Manhattan Henge is coming soon.
Oh, yes.
You know, where
Is that where the sun sets between those two buildings?
Yeah, there's like one spot in the city or like one, at least one like avenue, I think it is, where the sun like will set perfectly between the buildings at a certain time of day on a certain day or something, and everyone freaks out and stands in the road and takes pictures.
I feel like that's in Midtown.
I've never seen it.
Near Times Square.
I've been to the city or been to the city been in the city living here for 6 years and I have not seen it.
I feel like this just happened.
Yeah,
so well, that maybe. Must mean that this year went by really fast.
I feel as though, I mean, I could have seen a dated. That's the thing about
Unless
content.
It happens twice a year.
That's the thing about this algorithm that I have going on my page on Instagram with the reels. It's like I could be seeing a reel and it's 2 months old.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, why is this being shown to me right now? Like, I get it if something's like an evergreen content piece, but a lot of times it's like something that's like very strictly, you know, it dates are important.
Yeah.
For it, and I'm like, wait, this is so outdated. Like, why is this being shown to me?
That happens with right. my TikTok too, and I'm like, but then I'm days late to all the comments.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I feel like I've talked about this before, but my reflex is the second I start watching a TikTok is I immediately hit the comments. And sometimes I see things from February.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, this isn't relevant anymore. Skip.
Yeah, I get annoyed cuz I like to comment. Like Our listeners actually constantly will find my comments and they'll reply like laughing emojis or
you
like...
You comment on other people's content?
Yeah.
That you don't know?
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I don't say like mean stuff. I make a joke. Like
I
always
like
will...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make jokes on stuff. I'm not
I
one of those like trolls.
People's comments, like I know them.
Yeah.
I'm always liking comments. I don't know why.
Or I'll say like really encouraging things. Like, do you guys get the girl who's trying to lose a lot of weight by just eating like intuitively or whatever she wants? I'm obsessed with her.
That sounds like every other girl.
No. There's this one.
Every girl is trying to lose a few pounds by intuitively eating and not changing her habits.
That sounds like me, honestly. Yeah.
No, guys. Making
no dietary changes, just eating intuitively and praying
just
to lose a few pounds.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Foopalicious is her name.
Wait, I like the sound of her already.
Look at her. I love her.
Oh, she's adorable.
And I just leave nice comments on her stuff.
Foopalicious sounds like a queen.
I'm like, you're doing great, sweetie. I love, 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 love her.
Wow, awesome.
Anyway, she's my recent fixation. Her and the guy that does the Set Active social media. Have you seen him?
Don't see that.
Don't get him.
It's funny. Like, the internet's such a huge place. Like, you could be on such a... Wait, are we all on the conscious baby TikTok?
Yeah, that kid's crazy.
Wait, what's the conscious baby?
Oh my God, Adam. Now you're going to see him. So it's this little
conscious baby.
Yeah, conscious baby. Say it into your phone. It's this video where it's like, who's excited to go to Four Seasons Orlando? And it's like these two kids, one like... I would say she's what, like three, maybe?
Yeah.
Like a little girl. And then the dad is holding this baby boy, baby girl. She could be a girl.
I think it's a baby boy.
I've seen some stitches where people are like, here's the reason why the baby seems like whatever. And they're like referring to them as a she. Oh. So whatever the gender of the baby is. A baby in just a diaper, like no top, living life. And the baby goes, me, and puts his or her one finger up, but like the way that they do it, and the baby responds before the toddler, like the older girl. So it's like the baby is aware, like this baby is with it. This baby is ahead of its time. Like,
people are all like, how does this baby know how to do that?
Like, how to act?
Put up one finger, and that is how to respond to something like that. And the little girl also jumps out and just screams like me.
I was trying to look at my legs.
Like, is waving.
But the baby responds before the other girl, like his sister. Yeah. So it's like, oh, the baby like understood. It wasn't even like he was copying the sister. It was like, no, he's aware of what Four Seasons is. Like, I don't even think I knew what Four Seasons was until like I didn't know that it was a hotel. But I'm like, this baby. But then I saw a stitch that someone said that they referred to the baby as a girl, and they were like, she just doesn't have all of her hair yet. She's older than we think she is. Oh. She just looks more like, you know, like she shouldn't know. Because the mom, like, I actually like stalked the mom's page because I was like,
find her.
I found her.
The only videos that I found were all stitches, and some of them were really creeping me out. So I stopped searching.
Yeah, I think her name is Stephanie. I don't know. But she's like one of those where this video just popped off. She only has like four other videos. They don't include her children. I'm wondering like what she's thinking of this right now. Like, she's like, I did not even realize with this cute video of us going to Four Seasons Orlando.
Like, Four Seasons Orlando better give them a free vacation.
No, seriously.
The Four Seasons better be all over this. Or like, I'm sure they've been asked to be on like some, you know, like The View or something. I feel like that would be perfect for this family. But isn't it crazy that just posting what, like a 7-second video has created this avalanche of like people weighing in, people making parodies, like everyone knows who the conscious baby is.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Wait, this really isn't even like the OG. The non-OG is 4.4 million likes.
Yeah, I think...
It's like an edit.
Well, to be fair, the mom maybe took it down.
Right.
Like, I don't know. That's a lot of people seeing your kid that you didn't think were going to see your kid with an innocent TikTok.
It probably happened so fast. She probably woke up and all of a sudden was like...
Or like closed famous. Her app and then all of a sudden opened it again and had a million likes.
Like, that's crazy. The conscious baby. It's the finger for me. Where the baby's like, me, and like whips up their little pointer.
That baby wants to go to the Four Seasons. I respect it.
Did you see that other trend that it was like, hey, brother, or something? And
no.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about because I've seen...
from a comedian, I guess. I didn't know the backstory of it, but I used to get all of these TikToks of girls being like, do this to your boyfriend and go, hey, brother. Yeah,
so I get those. Finger,
and then they reply back and know what to say or something. So That's what I thought the baby learned it from.
Well, okay. All guys or just American guys? Will Jack know what I'm talking about if I try have it?
Literally no idea.
All right, I'll report back.
Everyone. Yeah, I get the TikToks that Colby got, but I never knew what it was relating to. I was like, I guess I'm just not on the receiving end of what all these straight men are getting.
At my cousin's wedding, I was talking about it with somebody. I honestly think we were having this exact conversation, and that's what I thought the baby was about to do when I saw the video.
What is hey, brother?
Yeah. Hey. It's like, hey,
brother.
With your finger up. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a gamer. It's a gamer dude.
Oh.
What's up, brother?
Oh, that's like his slogan. I was actually just talking to someone today at this brunch that I was at for Danielle's new collection launch. Shout out Danielle, Carolyn, and Electric Picks. And they were talking about like famous introductions that creators have, like, you know, mm-hmm. you just ways that you introduce your videos. And on
greetings,
YouTube,
internet.
Yeah, that's mine. Greetings, internet. On YouTube, this was such a big deal back in the day. Like, a lot of people don't really do it anymore. Like, you know, Alex Earle doesn't start her videos the same way, and it doesn't really matter, but it was this like movement on YouTube. And I remember it was like just as important as creating your username. Now everyone just makes it their name for the most part. But mine was like, first of all, Soccer Lover 222. Then I had like an evolution of names and like introductions that I was like trying on. And then like I landed on Greetings Internet. But then it's just crazy how like people just like start their videos and just blah, blah, blah these days.
They just get right into it.
Like you can't, like no one has the time or the patience to like have there be an intro. They just get into it, you know?
Alex used to, though, what always did she say? Be like, get ready with me to go to a University of Miami pool party.
Okay, but every video was
every
get ready?
Every video.
Every video was like, get ready with me.
For whenever she did, I think when she was first blowing up, she was mainly just posting get ready with me content and started them all like that.
Hmm.
She kind of like started the get ready with me situation, yeah. right? Yeah. And well, but now you're right. She just starts talking.
Well, Get Ready With Me started on YouTube, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. did it.
We've been doing this forever.
Okay, OG YouTuber.
I'm sorry. I'm heated over
Katie
here.
Katie said I invented the Get Ready With
no,
Me.
No, not
Katie's
me.
Katie's been getting ready
no, not
for
me.
Decades.
Like, certain, it was the makeup girls on YouTube that started it. All the makeup girls started it. Like, the makeup people.
Wait, if anything, that's like a sign to go back to OG YouTube trends and try to bring them back and see. That's like a social media strategy,
yeah,
I feel like.
See if it works in short form. Well, I guess you can do long form content on
TikTok. You know what
TikTok
one
now.
One like video idea or video trend that I really just wish was still around, but like for some reason it just like doesn't. I've tried like here and there over the years, I've tried to bring it back, and people would do monthly favorite videos. Every YouTuber, like, doesn't matter what your niche is, like if you're a lifestyle, like fashion, beauty, whatever, everyone would be like, hey guys, this is my May favorites video, and like go through all the things that they loved for like the previous month, or like it depends on like you your take on it, whether it's like this is like what I think will be my favorite this month, this is something I'm excited about, or like whatever. But every month, and you would like set up all your stuff, and it'd be like candles and like beauty products and like TV shows, albums. Like one of my favorites one of the months was like Taylor's new album from like whatever year, 2015 or something. Aww. And it's just like cute and wholesome, and it's like, you know, not like snappy like here's something salacious that you need to know in the first 3 seconds. It was like right. Hey guys, like everything's so chill,
no and, hook
yeah no hook, but people were just somehow into it. Now you have to be so crafty.
That's like a modern day ins and outs list.
Yes, like that. But like anyway, that was a big trend, and there was like tag videos, and you would tag other YouTubers to do it. You'd be like, I tag so and so to do the some of them had like raunchy, like they sounded like they were gonna be like crazy. Like one of them was the my first time tag, which sounds like it's like your first time having sex or something. Like, yeah, and I was right. doing this as a teenager, but it was no, just like the first time you like did this, the first time you got your ears pierced, first time you did this, and you just like go through like these different monumental times in your life that was your first. But people like tuned in because they were like, oh, this is gonna be something crazy. And it just wasn't. And it just wasn't. That was like our clickbait was the hook. The titles.
Right.
Oh yeah, people used to get crazy with titles.
And the thumbnails. The thumbnails and the titles, and like you would just like make it look like it's more crazy than it is. And that was it. Oh, speaking of old YouTubers, have you guys seen the new documentary? I posted on my story. It just came out like 2 days ago about Ashley Madison.
No, who's that?
Yes. Well, yeah. I did just see it while I was looking for something to find.
It's really good.
To watch.
It's really good. It's a documentary, 3 episodes, I think. So it's not like a super huge time commitment. Jack and I binged it all in one day or like one afternoon. But it's like Ashley Madison, the website that still exists today where you can go, like a married person signs up for it to have an affair with another married person. And it's supposed to be like this, you know, discreet service. And then there was a big hack in 2015 or something when like the website was hacked and all of the names and email addresses and addresses of every person that had an account on there at any point in time was leaked on the dark web. So people found out like Snooki's husband was using it and like just a bunch of like celebrities, but then like real people, they made this like coded website where you could like search for like names. And this isn't spoiling the whole thing. If you watch it, like there's so much more, but this is like a known piece of it that like people's lives were ruined because like people found out that they were on this website.
Oh my God.
And it's crazy. Like people were like, but speaking of YouTube, there was like a famous YouTube couple that was exposed and like the guy, and they were a Christian couple that like preached like no, you know, monogamy and like no affairs, no like, and it was found out that he was on it.
It's always the people that are preaching.
Thou shalt not cheat.
Yeah. So, no, it's really,
lie.
Really interesting. Like, there's so much to it. And Jack and I were glued.
It was that good?
It's very good.
Wait, so was the person who started it some chick named Ashley Madison?
No, Ashley Madison was just what they called it because it was the two most popular.
It's like a stripper name.
Girl names at the time or something. And the guy who started it is like kind of like, it's, I need more information about this guy. Like he started this and he was just like, yeah, you know, I'm a married guy, so I get what it's like to be married. And like, you know, you just want, like you have an emotional connection with your wife, but you want to like have sex more or differently. And it's like all about like, you know, separation, and it makes your marriage stronger. Like he was going on like live television, like saying things like this. And then I'm not going to spoil everything, but it turns out like he is lying through his fucking teeth. Like he was a big fat liar.
Oh my goodness.
About a lot of things. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. But the hacker, like someone like hacked their system and like,
I wonder if it was it somebody who like assumed their partner was cheating and wanted to.
I don't know. You're going to have to watch a documentary.
Is the hacker in jail?
You're going to have to watch a documentary. I'm not spoiling anymore. I've already told you enough. You have to watch to find out. And okay, I'm not getting paid by them to say this.
Fine.
I'm actually going to watch it.
No, it's really good. It's like, I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll watch
it. But it's just crazy because the YouTube couple, I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of them. Like even when I was at my prime on YouTube, I don't remember hearing of them, but it was like one of those like Christian couples that would post like silly little things and like music videos and stuff. And it turns out,
next thing you know,
he was on there.
Did they do a classic influencer apology video?
Yep. And he said he lied about every single thing in it. And I was like, yes, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's just like, wow. Yeah.
Did you guys watch Bridgerton? Speaking of what we're watching,
watched Bridgerton as well.
Why is it only 4 episodes?
I think it has something to do with the writer's strike and how it affected the timelines of like filming and stuff. Like, I don't think they had enough time to, at least maybe it wasn't even filming, it was editing. I don't know. Maybe they filmed all of it, but they just, I think, because they've never done this with other seasons.
Yeah.
So
we binged it. I was obsessed.
Colby. I've never watched.
Bridgerton's so good.
Any?
None.
Colby, what do you watch?
Trash. I actually just started Suits.
Right, you did say that.
I started it with my mom, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, Suits.
But I'll probably finish it like in December or come December.
I mean, it's like a million seasons.
Yeah, it's so many seasons.
I've only seen sporadic episodes. I've never watched it all
and
the way
episodes
through.
Are pretty long. Yeah, my dad always watched it.
It's about lawyers,
it was on
right?
TV. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, and it's Matt. Isn't it Matt Bomer?
Maybe.
Who is that?
He's a gay actor who I'm like literally obsessed with. I think Matt Bomer's a star in it.
It's the guy who's married to Troyon Belisario from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
That's the main guy. He's married to her in real life.
In Suits?
She comes in for like guest roles, I think, in
it. Oh, that's funny.
Later on. But Troyon, I think I'm saying her name wrong, but you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
she's Spencer.
I'm thinking
of White Collar.
Oh, yeah, no.
Which I think is similar.
Spencer.
Yeah, another, like, crime show.
Patrick J. Adams.
Yeah.
He's the main dude.
Is he Harvey?
He plays Michael Ross. He's okay. like the smart kid. Yeah. And
that's
Harvey,
what I was imagining. Who's Harvey married to?
Is Harvey, he? His name is Gabriel Mocht. Oh, it's like yacht.
Gabriel Mocht.
Oh.
Mocht, like yacht. I bet he says that all the time. He is married to Jacinda Barrett since 2004, and he's 6 feet tall, and he has two kids.
He's like my dream man.
Good for him.
He has one kid with a lot of middle names.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, it looks like
Harvey
two middle names.
Harvey is a hunk.
Yeah. Harvey is a hunk. I love him. Meghan Markle is also so beautiful in that.
No, I need to... Oh, you know what? I keep trying to watch that show because I've also just watched sporadic episodes like here and there whenever it's just like on in a waiting room or something. And I've tried to watch season one, but I feel like it's just kind of like... I don't know, the pacing of it.
It's slow.
I just get bored. Like, I'm like, okay, something happened now. Something happened.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in like... The crime shows that I watch, like, this is more like...
Oh, I like it. It's just, like, a nice watch.
Yeah, see, but I like, I need something, to, like, crazy to happen,
I think
know?
The thing about Suits is I feel like it's a show where you can be on your phone.
Yeah.
You don't really have to, like, be involved.
That's perfect for me.
That's why, I knew that's why Colby likes
that's
it.
That's why Colby likes it. Colby likes to not pay attention.
Yeah, I like to unwind by having four screens on at the same time.
Well, I think... before we forget, we should probably do the thing, you know?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam, girls. How we doing?
Good.
Colby's probably not doing too well. She's been up since
4:30.
Crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You've had a rough, like, five-day travel situation, I feel like.
Yeah. It hasn't been the most restful, I will say that, for sure. So, Friday... We had the Morgan Wallen concert.
Oh, God. That feels like a lifetime ago.
I'm, like, having a really hard time jogging my memory.
Give us, like, the high-level recap. Was it amazing?
It was so great. Yeah. I had literally one of the best days in recent memory, I feel like.
It was really fun because we did the tailgate situation.
Yeah.
Whose car did you use?
It was Meg's mom.
Meg's mom. Oh, her parents so came, and they drove in with, like, a bunch of stuff. Brought a table and drinking game materials. They brought so much food.
Jello shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was one of those where, like, Danielle and I walked up. We came, like, a little bit later, and we walked up, and Beverly, her mom, is just like, okay, girls, you gotta eat up. Like, she's like, we have this. Like, she's like, showing us.
I have these wraps, these sandwiches. Yeah. I have chicken nuggets. I have chips, cookies. Yeah. It literally was, like, trunk or treat.
No, it was trunk or treat, which... just brings me back, but she was so nice, Bev. And then we went into the concert, and I thought it was great. I definitely, like, it's funny going to MetLife after seeing Taylor Swift there, because nothing can compare to Taylor in MetLife.
That was my first time at MetLife, and I felt like it felt small.
It feels like, it's odd, because it does kind of feel like MSG is the same size, but it's not.
Last night, we let the liquor talk. I think that's literally the only song I know of his.
I mean, it was really good because, so good. Like, we knew the music and whatnot, but I don't feel like he's, like, the entertainer of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't really do a lot.
Because he's, like, a one-man show.
Which is fine. I thought his guitar players were, like, really entertaining. Like, they were dancing around and doing stuff, but he, which is totally, I mean... Hey, I love Luke Combs, and he just stands there with a red solo cup.
Yeah.
But it's just, again, I'm comparing him to Taylor, and Taylor just does so much. I saw this tweet today, and I was wondering about it. Someone was like, when does Taylor pee during the show?
Oh, during the show, yeah.
Because it's 3 hours, and there's just not enough time for
her. She definitely doesn't drink before a show, I feel like.
I feel like maybe the adrenaline, right? Like, gets...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then, like, wouldn't you be bloated?
Well, how long is the show? Four hours?
Maybe she sweats it out.
I think it's 3.5. I kind of forget. It felt like that, but then again, like, we were standing there, like, longer than when she got, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's been reported that she runs around for at least 3 hours straight.
That's crazy.
And she, like, hardly has time. Like, the little bits in between are purely for outfit changes. I don't know when she is peeing.
Dumois posted that she is allegedly adding more U.S. tour dates for next summer.
I saw that.
And I would be so happy.
We have to go.
I really want to, but I don't have $2,000.
Okay, literally my biggest regret is Paris because they were $130.
I know.
And that's it was the best show actually, of all of them. Actually, like,
so weird to me that
no, it's all in Europe because they don't have the
surge.
Yeah, the and they don't have that you can, like, sell them to make a profit.
Huh.
So you have to sell them for face value and all of the ticket pricing is, like, standardized or whatever.
That is so
And also,
weird.
As you get closer to the time of the event, they lower the prices because they need to sell the tickets, which is why 2 days before the event, they were $130 in Paris.
$130? Like, I don't think Morgan Wallen was even that cheap, was he?
I spent $300 on those.
Yeah, I think that's what Danielle and I did, too. So that is just wild.
But and I got my tickets during pre-sale, and they were $300.
It's one of those things where Taylor, like, she'll perform X number of times, but, like, it's a memory that will last me forever. Like, my kids will be like, oh, my God, Mom went to Taylor Swift Eras in 2023. Like,
I know. I really feel like I have to go.
Like, what's our parents' equivalent, though? We need to ask our moms and be like, what was the equivalent of the Eras Tour?
Woodstock?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Woodstock is?
No.
It's like a huge festival in Vermont. It's probably like the music festival.
Really?
That started music festivals.
I
honestly
heard of it.
Think our parents is probably like Elvis.
Or Michael Jackson.
Was Woodstock in Vermont?
Well, our parents probably would not have seen Britney Spears. They would have been a little old.
Woodstock was in New York.
Really?
On a dairy farm in Bethel, New York.
Oh.
40 miles.
Was in Vermont.
This is what I'm picturing. Like the Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never... Did your parents go to it?
White Lake, New York. No, but, like, I feel like that is, like, the moment. Like, I only know this because on Antiques Roadshow, they were selling a jacket that, like, they like, gave out these, like, windbreakers, I guess, and, like, something. And the jacket went for, like, $30,000.
What?
Like, someone had an original Woodstock jacket, like, perfectly preserved or something.
So crazy. Wow.
Yeah. It was, like... It's like a Coachella, I guess, but it's, like... the moment
Coachella because it of the 60s
was during that like the peace and love movement, like the post-Vietnam War and everything.
You guys definitely get the TikTok of the how your parents would dance to
in the 80s
song. In the 80s, right?
I have to get Patty.
I don't get that.
Oh, you don't get it? Oh my God, it's such a heartwarming
I get that
trend, and it's so cute, and all these moms and dads, you can just tell that they were like the 80s was just the best time, I feel like.
Yeah,
watching these people dance.
We don't dance creatively anymore.
No.
Like, the second that the first person started to grind,
it ruined everything.
We were done.
Everything went to shit.
We were toast. No. I remember the grinding period of time in college where it was like, oh, I saw her grinding with so-and-so.
Oh my God.
I haven't ground since...
the Great Depression. Just kidding.
Since Nam. Just kidding.
I remember in middle school when you were in 6th and 7th grade, I think it was 6th, yeah. In 6th and 7th grade, you had a social, not a dance.
Yeah.
And the social was right after school. And then once you got to 8th grade, you had the dance. And the dance was at night. And so literally in middle school, it was like grinding in the daylight at 3 p.m. with like Capri Suns.
We would like just jump up and down in circles, I feel like.
We had the circle of life.
Yeah. What?
What's that?
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, well, I guess I was in high school.
What was the circle of life?
You know what the circle of life is. It's where...
The circle of life is in The Lion King.
It was also at our high school.
Circle of life?
Life. It's where at the dance, in the middle of the circle, that was where people were having sex.
Oh, didn't... What? I wasn't a part of that
people
circle.
People had sex at your dance?
Oh, yeah. There was like a giant, like, I don't know how the best way to say this is. This dude who was like 6'10", and he was having sex with this chick who was like 3'4". Like,
who?
What?
She was a small, legal small person.
I guess I won't ask, but. Oh.
And he like had picked her up, and they were just going at it in the circle of life.
Circle of life. I was not part of this.
Did you have chaperones?
I didn't go to any of the dances, so this is just.
Wait, I was there. I don't recall this.
Katie, I swear, if you ask anybody from our high school, they will know what I'm talking about.
Wait,
that's insane.
I've truly not heard of this.
It's because, yeah, there were chaperones, but like they couldn't get to the middle because the middle was like the circle.
Yeah, the circle of life.
The circle of life.
The circle of something.
They were creating life. They were,
yeah, exactly. They were making life in the middle.
I remember the teacher standing on chairs.
Yeah, because so they were trying to see inside of the circle of life.
I'm so freaked out. That's crazy.
To be fair, I was definitely not involved in that circle.
Things got really raunchy at our high school dances, but there was no
sex. Banging?
There was no sexual activity. Hmm. Like, maybe some fingers.
Ours had that and more.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I don't even know who you're talking about. That's how far out of my mind high school is.
Yeah, I don't remember their names, but like, I remember this happening.
Oh my God.
That's or hearing so about crazy. It happening.
That was the talk of the town. There were a lot of things. Rumors, man.
Our high school was crazy.
Rumors. This,
remember when that one chick just like threw something on fire in a trash can and tried to light the school on fire?
Yeah, a girl lit the trash can on fire with a cigarette and we had to evacuate the building.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
She was like, fuck this place.
People just experimenting, but we made it here.
We survived.
New York freaking city.
I have high school blocked out.
But. So, Morgan Wallen Friday night, then this weekend. Colby left. We like got home from Morgan Wallen like probably 2 a.m. Like
when I think I got in bed at like 2 and my alarm went off at 4:30.
Yeah, and you
were to the airport.
On the go to a wedding in Maine.
Yes. My Aura Ring was like so mad at me. I slept for 2 hours and 33 minutes. So, we had to have been in bed, I guess. Like a little bit before too, but it literally tracked my sleep as a nap.
Yeah,
it showed up. It was like
nap,
new activity detected. Went to a brewery when I first got there,
and then you had the wedding.
I had the wedding,
and you somehow survived, and like somehow, we're partying.
Yeah,
you sent us Snapchats, and I was like, I don't even know how you're alive. 11,
and then crawled into my bunk bed. Something that has happened to me in my old age is that I get like. Absurdly claustrophobic, like to an extreme level. This happened to me before when I was at my friend's ski house in New Hampshire. We were sleeping in their bunk room and I was on the bottom bunk and I got woken up in the middle of the night because I was feeling like the walls were closing in on me and I had to go sleep on the couch in another room. And going to bed, I was thinking about that instance. But I was so tired. I was ready to just hit the pillow and forget that ever happened. And then literally an hour after I had been asleep, I literally woke up and was like actually feeling like I couldn't breathe because it was so claustrophobic. And I couldn't get my bearings of where anything was because I wasn't in my own space. And my sister had pulled the blackout curtains shut. And so then I had to go try and sleep on the couch again. And so I got a terrible night's sleep that night, too. And
so you really just had a weekend of not sleeping.
So you never had this growing up? This is like a new thing? That's concerning.
It's so weird. And I think I Googled it because one day...
WebMD!
Literally. My New Year's resolution was to not do that. But one day when I was home, this had to have been in the winter at some point because I hadn't been home since Christmas. It was really foggy and there's this causeway in my town that it's the ocean on either side and it's just a road that connects like two parts. It's on my usual walking route that I go on. And it was so foggy one day that you like couldn't see in front of you and couldn't see on the sides. And I was getting claustrophobic even just walking across that because the visibility was so low. It's so strange.
What does that mean?
Like, I think it just has to do with anxiety or something.
Yeah, I feel like that's like interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was very strange.
Well, so the bunk bed didn't do it for you.
Yeah, no.
Bunk bed was not.
Were there any
it.
Men at the wedding?
Yeah.
That were single, young, eligible bachelors?
Any eligible bachelors?
Okay. Your family aren't blockers.
I didn't meet any if there were.
Dang. You didn't get spun around this weekend?
No.
Twirled?
Did you take any notes from the wedding of like things you want to do at your future wedding? Like that's my favorite thing to do from weddings now is to like add to my note in my phone of things that I want.
They had a very fun band.
Okay.
And it was different than a usual wedding band, I feel like. They had electric guitars and like a violinist, and they played more modern music, I would say, but that still appealed to everybody that was there.
Okay.
The violinist is kind of interesting. I know you haven't watched Bridgerton, but like the Bridgerton soundtrack is it's the best part of the show, in my opinion. They do violin tracks to like very popular songs. So they'll do Taylor Swift songs, but there's no words. It's literally just like the violin version of it. And it's so beautiful.
One gripe I have
do love that.
With season three of season, whatever the season is. Is this season three?
Season three.
Because the Charlotte one threw me off.
Charlotte was so good.
No, I mean, that one was incredible. Don't get me wrong. But it threw me off with the numbers of like, what are we on? Because it was Daphne. Yeah. I think this is technically the fourth installment.
Charlotte was like three or two.
That
and a half.
Was its own thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. So my one gripe, and I've seen like a few people sharing this take on TikTok. I feel like for some reason this season someone put it so well saying like, I feel like all of these characters have seen an iPhone, you know, like they don't feel like as like true to the time period as season one. Because in season one, Daphne Bridgerton had to be like escorted everywhere. Like she could not be alone with men, even like her own siblings, it seems like. So why is this Penelope Featherington not being escorted by everyone?
Yeah, this season, the jokes that they make, I feel like they all seem very woke now.
Yeah, they're,
you know?
Well, like, not even, like, just with it. Like, like they know, like, the words they're using. I saw someone say, like, back in that time period, they would say, with child, not pregnant, or something. But these, like, you know, it's just all this, like, verbiage and, like, the ways that they're acting. I'm like, it just feels too modern. Like, they need to go back to season one.
Yeah. Is Bridgerton like Dynasty in the sense that the characters technically stay the same, but
yes,
the cast is replaced?
Oh.
Wait, no.
Dynasty?
Yeah.
I thought I'd seen that show. Is that the one?
It's so good, but the stepmom, like...
Oh, they did, yeah.
Oh.
They just randomly replace her.
No, like they recast. Like No. I think, the one thing, they did recast one of the Bridgerton daughters.
Oh, yeah, they did. The new one.
Yeah, the new one, which I love her. But I'm pretty sure she changed because the previous girl had a scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
Oh, and about the scheduling conflicts and like the one guy that was, his name's escaping me, but the Duke from season one, like the super sexy Duke that Daphne ends up with, the way he was like, oh, scheduling conflict. Like I'm pursuing other projects. I can't be in season two or like ever again. Cause poor Daphne can't even be in like the seasons anymore because her Duke quit on them. Like she like had made a small appearance, but I'm like, dude, like how's that working out for you? Like you could have had all these minor appearances. He was like up to become maybe the next James Bond.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, like, everyone's kind of forgotten about him. Like, where has he been?
Isn't it kind of interesting that all these actors, like, behind these roles have their own, like, preferences, goals, things like that? Because, like, clearly he prioritized a different project from Bridgerton, even though Bridgerton is, like, a blockbuster thing that everybody watches and clearly has really good ratings and reviews. But, like, he probably just pursued a different project that maybe he was more interested in or something like that.
Or he just thought, like, okay, I did all I can do with this role.
Like, or maybe he's just, like,
flop.
Yeah, or maybe he's, like, I'm not interested anymore.
Or, like, season one, he was like, all right, I mean, if I'm coming back for season two, it won't be as large of a role. Maybe he's, like, hungry for, like, large roles.
Yeah.
And he knew. I mean, who knows? Like, there could have been a spinoff. Like, I would have watched a spinoff about them.
Same.
Like I want more Daphne. Like, what the heck is going on?
I know,
on
I loved her.
With her, like, you know, so anyway, sorry to, that's just like.
Maybe she'll be back.
A gripe that I have. Well, she poked her head in for the last season a little bit here and there, but yeah, no, I have a gripe with it. I feel like it's, something's like different with this season.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still so happy, like, for Penelope, like, the way that she's like getting her moment, but I'm like, and I'm honestly stressed. Like I'm very stressed about how things are going to go. Like
it's steamy.
It seems too good to be true. I don't want to like spoil anything.
But I know every time like something happens, I feel like it's a dream. It's like one of them are going to wake up from a dream or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know what? Agree.
Yeah. Agree. Like I feel like the next episode, the start of it is going to be like,
Yeah, she woke up from a dream.
She wakes up. Yeah. Not to spoil anything. I don't think I spoiled anything with that, but like that just is how is honestly everything in the first four episodes has felt to me.
No, like I honestly was shook by the carriage scene.
I'm oh my God. I was just going to say that even though I've never seen this show, I have been around so many people talking about it, I feel like, that I've started to get some content surrounding it. Yeah. And I got a TikTok last night being like, when you finally get to the carriage scene. And I was like, what?
No, my jaw was on the floor.
No, I was shook. But like, okay, you know what my toxic trait is?
What?
With scenes like that, where it's like forbidden things that like are supposed to be secret when it's like a hookup that, you know, you find this in many TV shows where like the characters like, and you know, everyone knows, like I know as a viewer, they know, like it's risky. Mm-hmm. Like someone could walk in. I always pause it, skip to the end of the hookup to see if anyone has walked in or not. And I'm like, okay, good. They're in the clear. So then I'll go back and watch it. I'll watch it knowing that I don't have to worry about someone interrupting them, these fictional characters.
Kitty's like, I just want to enjoy the scene.
Yeah, I, as the viewer, don't want any surprises. So I will skip and then I'll be like, all right, they're in the clear. No, it's the carriage scene is good. I was like, all right, where's the steam? Where's the steam from the other two seasons, or the three seasons rather?
They delivered some steam.
No, I think that they can work. They can give us some more.
Yeah. Oh, we need more for sure.
No, because I think they're just revving things up.
Yeah, they're readying the engines.
Anyway,
but it's good. Colby, highly recommend you should watch it.
I might, but I have Suits now.
Yeah.
So I think the Bridgerton would just be more up your alley.
Well, Bridgerton.
Really? Yeah.
I feel like I've tried really hard to get into The Crown, and I haven't been able to. Like I started not the first episode.
No, The Crown.
Three times and turned it off.
The Crown is much more serious because it's about like real issues and things that happened.
I feel like Bridgerton is like The Real Housewives.
Bridgerton is, it's, there's tea. It's about, like, do you even know what it's about?
Like, no, really? I literally thought it was about like colonial times.
No, it's like the, is it the Regency era? I think
Colby thinks people are churning butter. Yeah, and
I thought it was just about the olden days.
Well,
and people.
It is about,
so that's why I correlate it with The Crown in my head.
Well, yeah, it's from a past time, and like the, it's about like, you know, when women and men's like biggest goal was marriage, and like that was like, you know, the way that you had standing and, you know, whatnot. But it's also, it's about this like this writer who's like writing. It's like Gossip Girl.
Oh,
it's like there's a someone out there who's writing these bulletins that are sent out like gossiping about who's the diamond of the season, like who is like the most eligible bachelorette, and no, it's literally so not deep.
That's so funny.
Like some parts of it are, but like for the most part it's like the easiest, most beautiful watch because everyone's like dazzlingly gorgeous, and the music, to your point, like is really, really cool.
It is just such a well done show. I really think you would like it a lot, Colby. I think it's way steamy. More up your alley than Suits is.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm
like, you're shocking me by saying that you are preferring Suits over something like Bridgerton.
Well, I literally thought that Bridgerton was like pianos and violins and like wearing colonial garb.
What do you think is colonial garb?
Yeah, please explain to me colonial, because like, it's not
that's
colonial.
That's not times. What I'm like thinking, like Marie Antoinette.
Okay.
Their outfits. So, which is not colonial, I know, but like I just.
I think it's Regency. I think it's the Regency era. It's like before the Gilded Age. What's Regency era?
Just and the men are wearing little lad pants.
No, the men are hot in Bridgerton.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
I know about the hot guy.
Regency era. I freaking knew it. Look at me.
Good job,
Kat. I'm a historian.
Retaining knowledge. It was shot in present day. It's supposed to be about 1813 to 1827, like that time period.
Okay.
Fourscore and 200 years ago.
Which, if you think about it, is really not that long ago.
No.
Like in this, the
like 200 years.
Span of like how long we are going to live, like, you know, obviously a long time ago, like in terms of lifetimes, but like really wasn't too long ago.
No. 200 is nothing.
No.
Kathy, what did you and I do this weekend while Colby was gallivanting?
What did you guys do this weekend?
No, I literally can't even remember what I did. What did I do?
Oh, I was going to tell you the story from Friday. Did I tell you already?
Oh, because you went to the...
I went to an event.
Because, okay, so we were at the concert. Our friend Steven had an event.
Yeah, so one of our friends released a new cocktail, the Dominic Hotel. which you all should go try.
Like a signature cocktail.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like this cream of coconut tequila type situation. It tastes like a pina colada, but it's like on the rocks, I guess, if that makes sense. But it's very good, very good. Anyway, so he had this event, and he had texted me earlier that day, and he was like, bring a bunch of gays. And I was like, well, I don't really know where I'm going to find a bunch of gays because all my friends are straight.
Yeah. Do you really know Adam Harrison? Do you know who you're
asking?
I had a couple gays, but I was like, I don't think they're in town. And then I'm like, fuck. And then my like my gay girls, like Katie and Colby, like they're going to a concert. So how am I, not my gay girls, but like, you know,
we're the,
my girls of the gay.
Yes.
The girls of you, the gay / able and willing to go to gay clubs.
Yes. When,
even though you are not.
Your allies.
Yes.
Hashtag ally.
Wait, it's almost Pride Month.
Yeah. Thank God. It's almost time to pride for you.
Oh my God. I can't wait for my entire month that's dedicated to me. Anyway, so I went to this event. I brought Alex. I was texting him.
Your and boyfriend.
I was like, I'm bringing my straight boyfriend. Like, I can't find any gays. Sorry. Yeah. But it was fine. So there were a ton of gays there. So many gays. I was so stressed out. And I felt so bad for Alex because Alex obviously knew not a single soul at this place. I knew a couple people because it was a lot of like internet people that I had known from like TikTok or Instagram or whatever, or had met at previous events. And there was this one guy who we've brought up on the podcast before who runs the Equinox or the social media for the Equinox. And he and I like work together on specific projects. And I think I mentioned on the podcast before that my old boss was like this whole random small world situation where my old boss who lives in Tennessee
tried to set you up,
tried to set me up with him, was besties with him, whatever. Do you remember this, Katie?
And then he had a boyfriend or something or a husband.
It was like a whole thing. Like
I'm getting him confused with the other guy that you like had the afternoon delight with.
I did not have an afternoon delight with him, but that's also my old boss. My old boss somehow was hooking me up with a million gays.
Another person your old boss set you up with.
Yes.
Okay, not the guy that you coincidentally already
I need your old boss matchmaker in my corner.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
So this guy works at Equinox for Equinox.
He does the social media for Equinox.
Wow, honestly, goals, they have some raunchy social media posts.
Yeah. Well, he does the videos.
The ads.
Sexy campaign.
He only does the videos. So he'll do like the TikToks.
Right. So he doesn't do the advertising. I mean, honestly, it's effective because it's memorable.
Yeah.
The way that I remember these raunchy advertisements is probably what they want.
Yeah. But the way we brought him up is, I don't know if you guys remember, but I used to like post those TikToks where I was harassing the Equinox account to get me free.
You wanted a free membership.
Yes. I wanted a free membership because I was like posting these videos that were getting like tens of thousands of views. And I was like, I deserve free membership. Never got that. Anyways, so that's how he came up. And then somehow it ended up that he is like my old boss's best friend. And then it was this whole small world situation where my old boss was like, I want to hook you up with this guy. And I was like, who is it? And he was like, oh, he does social media in the city. And I was like, cool, show me a picture. And then I get on a work call and then he gets on a work call. And I'm like, oh my God, you're the guy that my old boss is trying to set me up with. So that's how he kind of came into the picture. We ended up just becoming friends and like have gone to a few dinners together and stuff like that, but just like complete friendly vibes.
Yeah.
He was at this event and we were catching up a ton. And it got to the point where like, I guess we were flirting a bunch and Alex literally like took a step. It was like the three of us in a conversation and Alex like just goes mute. And I'm like, after the fact, I was like, Alex, what the heck? Like, I was trying to involve you in the conversation. He's like, no, I didn't want to interrupt because you guys were flirting so hard.
Oh, Alex, I love it. Good friend vibes.
He's such a good wingman.
Supportive wingman vibes.
Exactly. And so then somehow this other gay, hi, gay. This other gay comes up to me and like interrupts the conversation and then starts like chit-chatting with me. And I'm like, I need you to get out of here, dude. Like, I'm like working some magic on this other guy who I'm way more attracted to.
So a lot was going on.
A lot was happening. So I'm chit-chatting with this other gay who then is like asking for my Instagram. And Alex is like, that guy was looking you up and down like a piece of meat. Like definitely wanted to go on a date with you, like the whole deal.
Jeez.
Sure enough, the next day I get a DM from that guy. Mm-hmm. Not the one that I like. And so
Not Equinox Man. Okay.
And so at the end of the event, we were there for like 2 hours at that point, and I was like having a good time kind of working the room. At that point, all the girls had left and it was just like a bunch of gays and then poor sweet Alex. Aww. And so I was kind of like, okay, it's time for me to like basically take Alex now. I'm like, I'm obviously not gonna like make him leave on his own, but also would I have stayed and gone out with the gays had it just been me alone? Probably, you know?
Huh.
That kind of situation. But I was like, I'm not gonna like I would rather hang out with Alex in that situation. Like, it would just be me mingling with these gays and, like, making new friends and going out and having a night or whatever.
Yeah.
But...
Was it... That was on Friday.
It was on Friday. Oh,
so it would have been a fun night for it.
Yeah.
It would have been. I know. But then I kind of heard what ended up happening after I left, and I wasn't that jealous. So I ended up doing...
That's always a good feeling.
You showed face. You reminded people that you're hot and you're there.
Exactly.
And then you're like, all right, come to me.
Yes. But to wrap. You got a
little flirt.
I got my flirt. And to wrap the story about, like, the significance of it, I'm leaving this place and I'm like, okay, it's time for Alex and I to go. I'm hugging people goodbye and I'm like, oh, see ya, like XYZ, whatever his name is. We'll just call him Equinox. And he's like, wait, you're leaving? What the heck? Like we have to get dinner if you're into that. Like, giving me, like, kind of like a back like hand. And then
dinner.
He's like, can I get your number? And so I gave him my number.
Nice.
And
nice.
We were chatting.
Were.
And then for context, everybody is going after this guy.
Why?
He's hot.
Oh, okay.
Is he, like, new to the market?
Somewhat.
Okay.
He has had a boyfriend, though.
Who's everybody?
All the gays.
You know everyone?
All the gays.
All the gays that were at the party.
Definitely all the gays that were at this event, which was like 20 gays.
Oh,
like,
my God. Competition.
Swarming him.
Competition.
And then me and my friend are also competing for him, for this specific Equinox gay.
Oh, God. Wow. Imagine being him.
It's like a legit competition.
That would feel amazing to be, like, seriously, fought over like that. Yeah.
So he and I are, like, in this group chat with this other girl that we all, like, kind of know each other and are friends, like, through work. And me, him, and the girl are constantly making jokes about which one of the three of us are going to win him. It's like a straight girl and then two gays. And the straight girl is like, guys, I'm telling you, like, I'm going to win. And so it's just us documenting our pursuit.
Wow.
And so anyways, I was like, he invited me to dinner. And they were like, he flirts with everybody. You're not special. I was like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Because then... He and I are texting back and forth a little bit, but, like, I can tell it was not his priority to, like, schedule dinner with me. So I was like, fuck, maybe it's just, like, a friend vibe and he really does just flirt with everybody. So that's the point in my head that I'm at right now, is that it's just a friend vibe and maybe we'll go to dinner at some point, but, like, we'll start off as friends and then see where it goes, is kind of what I've digested from this.
What was your flirty conversation about? Was it about, like, I'm just trying to see if this man is, like, networking or...
It was a normal conversation.
Friend.
But just like, there was banter.
I see.
You know? I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was enough where Alex, an innocent bystander afterwards,
was like there was what the fuck? Happening.
Like, you guys had so much chemistry.
I see.
So that's kind of the gist.
I hate that so much, because then that is what I carry in my head. And then I'm like, well, even they thought that we had chemistry. So
yeah.
Why, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, even an outsider was like, oh my God, he's obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Yeah. See, I think we're just going to be friends. Yeah. I mean, what I like for more, obviously. He's so hot. I'm
manifesting more for you.
Same. Me too. But then he, oh my God, he hung out with my friend the entire next day. Then my friend texted me and was like,
I'm winning.
Guess who I hung out with all day? I was like, God damn it. Wow. You're not allowed. So, and then he got some additional tea that I guess this guy is, like, still with his ex-boyfriend, but that they're on the outs, are going to break up soon or something like that. Or like, maybe it's not working out that well.
Well, if he's at a party flirting it up with everybody.
Flirting it up with all the gays.
I mean, I guess some people are in open relationships, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's realizing how hot he is and that he should be single.
Potentially.
I mean, it's about to be summer. You know,
people. It's true. Hot girl summer.
Crazy. Doesn't want to be tied down.
But then again, like, I feel like I flirt with everybody too, so I kind of need to keep that in the back of my mind and just be like, I'm not special.
No, you are special.
You are.
I'm special to me.
It just goes to show, though,
special to me too.
Flirting doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, everybody flirts.
In this economy, everybody flirts.
We are going to go to dinner though, and even if it's just friends, I'm like, I'm setting it up. I'm teeing it up.
Good.
I'm putting my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Get that Equinox payout, free dinner.
That's how I'm gonna get my free membership.
Honestly, it'll either be like a wonderful networking opportunity or something.
Guys, this is all part of my plan to get a free Equinox membership. This is just part a piece in the puzzle.
Best of luck with that.
A pawn in the chess game for Adam Harrison to get that Equinox membership.
I wish you luck.
Yeah, but that's my update. And then I guess the guy that I keep referencing, the lawyer who
you blacked out on six martinis with. I can just predict it now. Everyone say it with me.
Yes, exactly. So now I just need to reference him as the guy I keep referencing. He keeps trying to hang out with me, but at this point it's like not a date. He's like, hey, do you want to hang out tomorrow night? He said this to me on Friday.
Like hookup, you mean?
Basically. Yeah, I mean, that's what it ends up being. Like, he, on Friday, texted me and was like, what are you doing tomorrow night? On Saturday. And I was like, oh, we have a friend's engagement party, whatever. I'll probably be out all night. And he was like, dang, like, I wanted to hang out. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what do you have in mind? And he was like, yeah, I have a late drink, so I just wanted to meet up with you after.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fuck you.
I mean,
that's crazy.
At least he's not beating around the bush.
Yeah, that's he's true. Being upfront, but yeah, with true. His intentions.
You're right. He's not lying.
Yeah, but
did you guys go out after the engagement party?
No,
we didn't. We were there pretty late though, and honestly, like, I was so drunk,
I was hammered.
We had it was such a good time. Yeah, and I hope she had a good time too, but like, I think we all had a really fun
it was perfect time.
I'm glad she got like stunning.
She got a bartender, two bartenders, so they were like, the drinks were flowing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, having a party, like, if you're going to make, if there's going to be one expense, like, if you're going to pay for either, like, you know, catering, DJ, I think bartender, number
the
one.
The bartenders, too, make it easier because they bring in all the stuff that you have to go out and get, like, the mixers, the ice.
The ice, oh my God, like, that was, like, the biggest tragedy when we were, not the biggest tragedy, I'm so dramatic, but, like, when I did my New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Like, the ice. We couldn't find ice anywhere. Right. Like, no one was delivering ice, and I couldn't step out of my own party. So we, like, were just trying to make some in the freezer. And, you know, I always have an issue with ice at my parties. It's just, like, a recurring issue.
Yeah. Ice is a tough one.
They, like, dealt with that, which was great. And, of course, it was a great party. We were happy. So happy for them. Yeah. And, like, it's the wedding. If this was any indication of how fun the wedding is going to be, holy fuck, we're all blacking out. Yeah. I guess that was kind of the weekend. I mean, what did I... Oh, Jack's team lost on Sunday.
Oh, no.
The Premier League, soccer Premier League is over.
Did Jack score?
Oh, no. Like, he did play soccer on Saturday.
Oh, I was going to say.
But no, we were watching
the
game on Sunday.
I see.
Saturday, he played soccer, though. It's been a big soccer weekend. Jack played soccer on Saturday. I, like, caught the very end. I was getting my hair done. But then Sunday, it was, like, the big games were on, like, the soccer games. And it was kind of sad that his team finished second. And I'm like, they'll get him next year. But that made me realize I officially survived an entire soccer season with Jack.
You get your TV back.
You love soccer, though.
No. I appreciate it, but I like my shows, too. And I like waking up at a decent hour on Saturday and not 7:30. So I'm honestly thrilled. I'm thrilled that it's over. And, of course, now there's, like, always something else. Like, there's another soccer league, like a European soccer, like another one. Mm-hmm. Strictly, like, Europe is playing. I don't even know. I'm butchering this. But, like, there's always something. Or golf. But... For a little bit, I get my TV back, yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
That was my weekend.
That's a fun weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like we all had good weekends. And then hopefully this weekend... Do you want to know something else funny? So I changed my Hinge to Palm Beach because I'm going to Palm Beach this weekend. And
I love this for you.
But here's the thing that happened. I forgot I had done that. And I'm like swiping away the other day. And all of a sudden I run out of people. And it like literally says there's no people that are in... my ranges that I've set.
How scary is that?
And I was
to see like that you've gone to the bottom of the barrel.
There's still no good option.
I felt like someone punched me in the face. I was like, no, this is an error. Like something is wrong. And then I took off all my filters. I was like, okay, less than 5'11", it's okay. Like I'm down for it, whatever. Like took off literally every single filter I had, and still no one. And I was like, you're kidding me. There's no one left in New York City for me. But then...
What does that mean?
Okay, like, but that's when I realized.
Oh.
I still had it set to Palm Beach. And the whole gist was I had forgotten that I changed it to Palm Beach because I did it while we were at that engagement party.
Wait, but so you're saying there like just aren't eligible bachelors in Palm Beach?
No. And you want to know why?
Why?
It is because they are all older than 40 years old, which is my age range.
That does track. So
they're all daddies.
Wait, you should go to like Jupiter or something.
Well, maybe like once you get there... there'll be more people, like more travelers that are like waiting for the quote start of the season to, or even just people like snowbirds that
the snowbirds are gone.
Oh, I guess you're right. So
that might be your problem.
What's the opposite of a snowbird? The residents.
Yeah.
A year round.
The year round. Or like the people that go, well, wouldn't some people go in the summer? Like why? do the snowbirds, like, where do they go?
Back I feel like they still go to Palm Beach, I think.
My dad's back.
But, like, some people must spend summer in Palm Beach.
Yeah, people that, like, live there. Oh, like that's time. Their primary residence.
I see. I mean, I wouldn't mind it. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, same.
Just oh. hot.
I'm excited. But, maybe I'll find some eligible bachelors.
Yeah.
Eligible
hey, bachelors, I should say. Never say never.
No.
40 isn't that old.
No. I mean, trust me, guys. You're preaching to the choir over here. Yeah. I've dated many a 45. I think 45 is the oldest I've ever gone on a date with.
Well, I'm excited for our Memorial Day recap podcast.
I know.
So we can hear about that for you and my experience in Nashville with the Brits.
Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm going to have literally no updates.
And hey, Colby, that's always when there are updates. When you that's think true. There aren't going
well,
to be.
Well, I'm
going to
be here by myself.
I feel like you're going to hop on a ferry and go to Red Bank. You're gonna end up at Parker House.
I might.
I feel like you're gonna have a random sporadic weekend like that.
Or you can just stay here and like get up to no good. Do you have a secret boyfriend you're not telling us about? Because you remember in Something Borrowed, they do you know what I'm talking about? When they're like she's like cheating.
Oh yeah,
with her.
You know how I feel about that movie.
Your favorite person, Jennifer. Yeah. Colby yeah. hates Jennifer Goodwin.
I do.
She has like an irrational fear of Jennifer Goodwin. But
I just
so Jennifer
I can't stand her for some reason.
In Something Borrowed, Jennifer.
I honestly think that movie is why I hate her. and he's just not that into you. She always plays like the whiny, yeah. like
she's unlikable.
Pick me like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't stand her. And so that's just what I associate her with. And so I don't like her.
That's fair. But like Jennifer in this movie is hooking up with Dex, which first of all, I love that name. It's so sexy.
Dex, yeah, that's like in One Day.
Dexter, Dex. Yes. So Dex, like she's hooking up with Dex, who is Kate Hudson's fiance, obviously. They go out to the Hamptons. And so like Dex and her can just like have a weekend, just the two of them. I think it's like July 4th or like
yeah.
some holiday, either Memorial Day or July 4th. And they're like in the city, just the two of them, like seeing if all other things were cut out, like could they last as a couple or whatever. So they have like a
what they
steamy,
did is so fucked up.
They have a steamy weekend in the city while like everyone's gone. So like yeah. that could be you. You could have a steamy weekend with your secret boyfriend.
Just yeah, kidding. I'll have to find one.
But no, that is honestly such a fucked up movie.
Like, it's so messed
as
up.
As you get older, you realize like how fucked up Something Borrowed really was.
I have not seen that.
It's actually
so
crazy.
Long.
No, it's like really crazy that like I can't even like breaking that sort of like trust and rules would actually send me into a spiral. Like I would not be able to keep a secret that long.
I also would never be able to enjoy being with somebody that I was sneaking, like it would make me feel ill.
My best friends, especially like fiance. How, and having to see your friend knowing you're fucking her fiance.
Yeah.
Like hard pass.
Yeah. No.
Anyway.
That. Do we have any questions?
Oh yes. I have a really good email for us to dive into. And
I guess I'm happy we're on the same page that we won't be having sex with each other's fiancés.
deal. You do not have to worry about me. I think I would rather ship myself off to Norway.
You might have to worry about me.
Norway just sounds far away, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
No.
This subject line is, am I the problem? Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First of all, I love your podcast and I look forward to listening every week. I'm curious to know your opinions and hear your advice on my current situation. Some background is that I'm in college, but I met this guy on Hinge who's in grad school at the same school that I go to. We met in the beginning of April and had a great first couple of dates. We both have jobs over the summer in different cities that are 4 hours apart, and he's studying abroad in Europe next semester. On our third date, he asked me what I was looking for in terms of a relationship, and I told him I was having a lot of fun with him, but given the circumstances, I didn't see myself getting into a long-distance relationship since he's like studying abroad in Europe and all. He said he understood and that we could keep it just hanging out and going on dates. When school ended at the beginning of May, he told me he wanted to be exclusive with me, to which I told him I still didn't want to start anything long-distance even though our summer jobs are not that far apart. On my drive back home, he called me and said that he wanted me to be his girlfriend and wanted to visit me over the summer, etc. But I said I wasn't ready for a relationship since we'd only known each other for 1 month. After I got back home, though, we had another call where I asked him if he was set on a relationship or if he was okay to just keep talking casual and non-exclusive, and he said that he'd be fine with that. So now we just text almost every day and FaceTime every 1 to 2 days, and he's coming to visit me this weekend, which is this weekend. So this is timely. Oh my goodness.
Wow, timely. Wow.
When I told my friends about this, some of them said they thought it was fine because he's a grown man and can make his own decisions. But one of my friends said I was being problematic because the casual / non-exclusive thing traumatized her, and he probably won't stop thinking that something might change over the summer and we can pursue a long distance relationship. What do you think / what should I do? Thank you. Sorry that was long, but here are some more details. We went on like 2 dates a week for a literal over a month. He's so nice and compliments me constantly and buys me flowers and treats me well. He says that he was not looking forward to studying abroad anymore and didn't even want to go anymore, but I told him that's crazy. He has to. And like low-key, I feel like I'm getting love bombed. I like hanging out with him and spending time with him, but regardless of whether or not he goes abroad, I don't think I want to get in a relationship with him. My mom, obviously I'd ask for her advice, told me to just see where it goes by staying non-committal because I'm also currently studying for a post-grad test, so I don't have any time to go out and meet new people. I can't tell if I genuinely like him or if I'm just liking having someone around. Does this make me a bad person? I think that I've made it super clear that I'm not looking for a relationship, especially one that is long distance. Wow.
I think as long as she has made that clear, then it's up to the dude to like end it if he's not comfortable with what she's dishing out.
It sounds like she said that verbatim.
She has multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, him saying that he's not even looking forward to going abroad anymore is like giving me creepy stage 5 clinger vibes. I literally would be like, okay, don't text me ever again.
I mean, I think it's cute.
If that was like an endearing way.
I don't think he means it. Yeah. Like, I don't think he means it. So I think he's just saying that, like, probably when they're having cute moments or something.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't want to leave
like,
you.
Like, oh, I don't want to leave, you know, but like, he's going to leave. Like, right. But like, right. I think that's like not even as much of a red flag as just like, he wants to be. I mean, okay. And I'm also like, this is funny because I guess Jack and I, like, after our first date, we made it official pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Like between June 15th was our first like real date. We matched like late May, and then we became official July 28th, 29th, like that weekend. So it was like pretty soon after. So like first glance of reading this email, I'm like, oh my gosh, he wants to be exclusive and like your girl, like be his girlfriend like after a month. But I'm like, wait a minute, never mind. That's not that's in my personal experience.
Yeah.
But you guys are indifferent. Like he's studying abroad next semester. Like that's, you know.
They're not in a life phase to start a meaningful relationship.
Right. Well, even if you were feeling like you clearly have, you know that you don't want to do a long distance relationship. So stick to your guns. Don't do anything just because you feel guilty. Like he's been made aware. You have made him extremely aware.
Yeah.
And I think whatever friend of yours that was saying like something, maybe that you're criticizing you or something, that you're not doing something right, I think she's speaking like it sounds like it was like personal to her, something that happened to her. So I wouldn't listen to that, like one person's opinion over like, always listen to your mom.
Yeah. Your mom sounds
call your
right.
mom.
Call your mom. Like last week's episode title.
Yes.
I love that.
No, your mom sounds right in this situation. Like,
yeah,
there's no harm since you've already communicated your intentions on just seeing where it goes, but don't commit to something that you're not comfortable with because you feel like you should, because your friend is telling you that you should.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
I mean, it sounds like you're like keeping yourself busy anyway. It's like, I think this is like a really lovely position to be in, to be honest with you. Like, you know, having this guy that's like more obsessed with you than you are with him and like wants to be with you, but you also are like, sounds like you're doing big things, like studying for a post-grad test and whatnot. So you're like, you have your like ambitions in check. You have a man that's obsessed with you. You know, as long as you're just super communicative, which you have been this entire time.
Yeah.
There's no harm in this. And like, have a fun, flirty Memorial Day weekend with this man. Like, I need a photo.
Yeah.
I need to see a picture of this guy.
Yeah, give us some updates.
Yeah.
All right. But, well, we believe in you.
No, good luck. Gosh, I know that feeling, though, of being like, I have told this person like everything possible, but I still feel guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. But
I mean,
no.
She can't control him.
He's a grown man. He's older than you, too.
Yeah, he can make his own decisions.
He's in grad school, okay? Yeah. He can, like, figure things out.
As long as you don't lie, you were in the right.
Yeah, exactly.
And anyway, with that, we wish you luck.
Or, don't, like, hook up with your friend's fiance either.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, cautionary tale. Just think of Jennifer.
Yeah, don't be Jennifer.
Colby's nemesis.
At the end of the day, all is well as long as you're not Jennifer.
Don't be a Jennifer.
Yeah. Well, you want to know something funny to end the episode? So Alex and I will always make these jokes to each other, and Mahi as well. And we'll be like, what would you do in XYZ scenario? Like, that's like our thing.
Just
like,
what would you do?
Like, what would you do?
Okay.
And so.
Oh, that's just your thing?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do, but we do it like literally every day.
I don't know why that just made me laugh. Like, this is our thing.
This is our thing. Nobody else can do it.
What would you do? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've heard that before.
But we do it like literally every day.
I love that.
Or we'll be like, how much money would I have to give you to do XYZ or something?
Oh, I
like
that. Okay. I like that question.
And so Alex will always say, what would Katie or Colby do if they found out that you were like hooking up with their husband, or that their husband was like secretly hooking up with you, but then he just like wanted to experiment or something like that, like the husband, and so he picks the gay best friend.
So what do you say? You say that we wouldn't care and would love it.
Is that what you say?
No, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they'd be so upset. I'd be like, I would never be able to show my face again.
Like, that's true.
Imagine Jack is just like secretly hooking up with me.
Well,
and you find out.
Okay, it's one thing to be secretly hooking up with you. It's another thing to be secretly like flirting with you, for example. Like, that would be like, you know.
Yeah, no, these boys go to the extreme. They're like Adam
fucking,
and yeah.
That's, you know how I feel. That would be completely, I don't even have words for that.
No, these boys go to the extreme and I'm like, what do you mean?
Literally, like, be in solitary confinement somewhere.
Like, I would have to.
I would find a way. I have connections in law enforcement.
Once again, I would be moving to Norway. You would be in a body bag.
I'm like, I would never be able to show my face again.
No,
like,
you wouldn't
what
be alive.
What do you mean?
So,
what would the girls do? Like, I would be dead.
You would be zipped up in a body bag in the Hudson.
Anyways, I'll send you guys a voice memo the next time he says it. He might even say it tonight. Like I swear, it's like
frequently asks that question.
Frequently, I mean, you guys won't always be the subject, but it might be like
somebody else's boyfriend.
Or they'll show me like three massive basketball players, and they're like,
who do you think has the biggest penis?
They'll be like, which one do you choose? Or like last night we were watching the basketball game, and I guess on ESPN they have like these three dudes who are doing the broadcasting, mm-hmm. and he'll be like, okay, you have to pick one of them to like to get railed by. Like, who is it? And it's like these three old ass geezers, and I'm like, none of them. I can't pick.
No, you'd be like, which one's the richest?
And he's like,
no. That's what you would say.
Yeah,
let's
literally.
Be
am I getting a payout after this?
BFFR.
No, literally, they showed me three guys. I think one of them actually was Shaq, and I was like, oh, Shaq.
You think it was Shaq? You know.
Shaq, well, you know, I met Shaq in the Bloomberg elevators years ago.
A lot of people have met Shaq, it's appearing to me.
He's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know several.
So tall.
Several people who have met
Alex
Shaq.
Was like, that's who you're picking? Like, Shaq is literally triple your size. Yeah. You would get demolished. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know.
I feel like you would be exhilarating. Able to walk for like weeks.
You'd also be in a body bag. If
that's what I'm looking for.
You would be hospitalized. I mean,
that's
Shaq,
what I'm looking for.
You know what I'm going to say, but he was in Grown Ups too. So he was in my town for a bit.
Oh.
The summer that I lived in Hollywood in Massachusetts.
Leave it to Colby to bring up Grown Ups too. I do love that movie though. Is that the chocolate wasted one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get chocolate wasted.
I love that. And with that, I think that's all we have time for, kids.
Yeah, I think we've sufficiently.
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yay!
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.